plod lobster into the ground to make it fertile enough to grow potatoes.
Yeah.
Obviously, there were lots of fish and all that, but it must have been a really tough life. And of course, lobster you couldn't get to market in the winter anyway, probably.
Yeah.
But it must have been a very difficult life, if all early settlements were difficult to live in.
Yeah, but lobster probably didn't really have a high price on it anyways back in those days.
No. The only thing that had high prices were the things the fishermen needed. By the time the whites finished doing business with Ring and Halifax, they owed him the island. He would get all of their fish and everything, and they would get their supplies from him. Yeah.
Quite a monopoly, eh?
All businesses had monopolies in those days.
Yeah.
Yeah. The company store with the coal miners, you know, anyone who provided. And it's interesting how history gets written. What book was I reading? It may even be in that little book that I just gave you. And they describe the American fishermen coming here, you know, with the 2 mile limit or whatever, cleaning up on all our herring and everything. And they describe all that as if it were a great boon for the place,
yeah.
Right? And it was a boon for anyone who owned a shop or a bar room,
yeah.
Right? But for the fishermen, it was the beginning of the death knell. So history gets, you know, it's all in the eyes of the beholder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Yeah, there were 6 stores down here, 5 or 6 different stores.
Stores? There were 5 bar rooms at one point. Imagine that.
Bowling alley and everything.
Oh, yes.
I can't picture that now.
Well, a lot of land loss, okay, to the ocean.
Yeah.
People have deeds with all kinds of land described on them, doesn't exist anymore.
It's under the water.
Yeah, it's gone. Cemetery's gone.
Yeah.
One of our early cemeteries are gone. But there's that. And then there's the fact that if you're using the land descriptions size-wise that are in the census,
yeah.
Well, prospect encompasses a lot more than we look at today and say prospect. You know, God knows what they were calling prospect. It might have ended up in Bayside or somewhere, yeah. So we don't really know, you know, because I think it's the census of 1880. There are a lot of people on it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, a lot. And by the turn of the century, only half as many or less.